531.
PMN News at 5, Olo Wingwa o Atitahi Potaka News. The former Tongan Prime Minister Pohiva Tu'ionetoa has died at the age of 71. He succeeded the late Prime Minister Akilisi Pohiva in 2019. Academic Dr. Malakai Koloa Matangi says Tu'ionetoa took over from Akilisi at a critical point in Tongan politics.
Yeah, he was Minister of Finance, and then of course he became Prime Minister. He came to the helm at a difficult time. I thought that he performed, you know, adequately. There was that controversy at the election where he was accused of fraud, but he was cleared by the court. He was back in Parliament. When he was Prime Minister, it was clear that he wasn't well.
The new police Prime Minister is Ginny Anderson. Before becoming an MP, Anderson worked for the police for more than 10 years and is chair of the Parliament's Justice Select Committee. The Ministry of Health is reporting that 26 more people have died with COVID-19. There were 11,100 new COVID-19 cases in the past 7 days. 200 people with the virus are in hospital in intensive care units. Medical specialists are calling for dental health care accessibility to become a priority to prevent long-term health problems. A survey last year showed more than half of the Pacifica population in Aotearoa have unmet dental health needs. Top causes were high costs and poor accessibility. Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, Sarah Dalton, says prevention is key.
Preventive care is always the most cost-efficient care. So if more New Zealanders were getting their teeth checked at least once a year, there would be fewer people having to report to hospital because of that unmet dental need. The thing is, there are a lot of health issues that can start with unmet dental need. So if you're not looking after your teeth and your oral health, you're actually not looking after your health.
A group of lawyers and judges from Auckland are heading to Samoa next month to help build the capability of their judicial system. They'll hold a series of workshops, which will be led by one of this country's leading criminal defence lawyers, Marie Dyberg. Dyberg says she's keen to expand to other Pacific Island countries.
And you've just got to simply say, well, we're going to do it. We can't talk about it anymore. Mm. So we're hoping that we'll be able to continue developing the workshop, continue with our links with Samoa, but we also intend taking it to the Cook Islands and Tonga as well.
Finally, Pacific food, culture and music will be celebrated in the Bay of Plenty this weekend. Pacifica Festival Rotorua events manager Hannah Teipo says the festival had humble beginnings but is now a huge celebration.
It's our biggest annual event that we hold each year as the Trust, and it started off in, I think it was 2014, it was only a little Pacifica Fun Day, and now we've expanded it. This is probably our biggest iteration of the event, and we're really excited to represent our Pacifica cultures here in Rotorua but also the Bay of Plenty.
Pacifica Rotorua will be held on Saturday at the Rotorua Lakefront. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.